At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 15th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Hope you all enjoyed your Tuesday. We are now officially the beginning of the new work week for the Eagles, as Wednesday is the first day they'll be on the practice field, and the first day they'll really, really start to gear up for a tough game this Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. I know the lack of a quarterback for the Vikings can make it seem like, oh, this is, you know, a game they should win, but the Vikings are good. The Vikings have a good defense. They have good receivers, good edge rushers, a great defensive coordinator, a very good head coach. And for the fact that, you know, the quarterback play for them has not been outstanding, like, Carson Wentz's numbers are pretty good. And J.J. McCarthy, you know, this comparison might not go over well, but he reminds me like a little bit of Jalen Hurts, just in the way that I think the guy just wins. I think you saw that in, you know, his early kind of time as the Bears head, the Vikings quarterback. And then I thought in Michigan, you saw that too. So tough matchup. I think you'd probably prefer to have McCarthy in there at quarterback just because he hasn't played in a few weeks. He's a rookie, but you know, it's a tough game and a game they really need to have. So let's talk about what is on the schedule for today, and let's get into all the good stuff as we begin to preview this matchup. And we'll begin by previewing the Eagles offensive line versus the Vikings defensive line, but that'll be on the other side. First, let's get into, as we always start the pod, what is on the schedule for today. And as usual on Wednesday, what's on the schedule? Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni speaks to the media today at 12:10. Practice begins at 3:05, and that's when we will see who is out there, who's not. We'll get the practice report later in the day. And then at 4:50, the locker room opens up. But the other exciting thing I want to tell you guys about is we got a new Go Birds radio. So now that the Philly season is over, I, on Wednesday night, will be hosting Go Birds Evenings, Go Birds After Dark, Go Birds ESP in the Evenings, whatever you want to call it. But every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to be on Sports Radio 94 WIP hosting the Go Bird Show. And what we're going to do is, as our you know, the man of our heart, the lovely co-host James, obviously has to get up early in the morning on Thursday. So he won't be there. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a different rotation of beat writers and Eagles insiders on the show. So it'll be a chance to not only get like another beat writer's perspective. You guys hear my perspective enough probably, but it's also a chance for you guys to talk to him. Like, you know, I always say to other beat writers, like, I'm lucky that I get to take calls from listeners and Eagles fans and talk to them. This will be your chance. So every Wednesday night, starting tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., Go Birds in the Evenings, Go Birds Radio in the Evenings. And tonight's guest, Jimmy Kempski. Philly Voices, Jimmy Kempski, beat writing legend, has been on the beat for forever, had the story about the Saquon, Jalen, and AJ meeting. So really, really excited to get him in there. I'd also say that of all the beat writers, I think we all have our specialties. Jimmy is so good talking about the lines. And right now, the lines are a problem. So I'm really excited to talk to him about that. So tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Radio 94 WIP. You can check it out on the Odyssey app as well. I'll be real. Can I be vulnerable for a second? Like, call in. I'm not nervous about it, but, you know, it's a new thing for me. I'm excited to do it. And it would be awesome if we got some of the real ones to call in. So if you have a chance to call in, that would be great. If you've tried to call into Go Birds Radio on Saturday and can't get through, tonight's a night. Tonight's a night for you to get going. So make sure you guys are tuned in for that. All right, now that I'm done shamelessly plugging that, let's get into the rest of the pod. The injury report, we will get our first injury report of the week later today. As I mentioned, at 3:05 when practice begins, we will get our first look at who is practicing and who is not. But obviously the names to keep an eye on, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, and Landon Dickerson. Those are the three big names in terms of injuries. I would be surprised if Quinyon is out there. I'd be surprised if Landon is out there. And Jalen Carter, I'm not sure. That one's tougher to get a read on, but those are the three big names to look out for today on the injury report. All right, so the coordinators talked on Tuesday. We heard from Vic Fangio. We heard from Michael Clay. We heard from Kevin Petullo. Although, honestly, that's like a little less fun now because I feel like most of the people that listen to this don't like him. But still, it is in my head every time. So Vic Fangio, here's like the gift and the curse of Fangio. Fangio gives such straightforward, honest answers. And that is a gift. It is amazing. The curse of it is sometimes those answers are like two words or three words. And frankly, it's just not good audio. So Vic was asked a lot of questions today or on Tuesday about the cornerback position. And I'm just going to summarize it for you guys because playing the audio, like I didn't think it'd be a good listen for you guys to cut away to two words and then come right back. So the first thing I'll say is he was not sure about Quinyon Mitchell, whether or not he'll play on Sunday. It does sound like if Quinyon can't play, it will be Adoree and Keely Ringo again. In fact, he pretty much flat out said that. But if Quinyon can play, then I think it will be Adoree Jackson. Vic kind of hinted at that. Obviously, Keely had a tough game last Thursday against the Giants. Adoree was the starter, kind of lost it due to injury, but seems like he's getting it back. So if Quinyon plays, I would expect to see Quinyon and Adoree Jackson. If Quinyon doesn't play, I think you'll see Adoree and Keely Ringo. And then, of course, Mac McWilliams, a player we talked about a lot more in training camp, hasn't been out on the field, I think, maybe at all this year, but certainly not a lot if he's gotten out there for a few snaps. Vic said, you know, everything's possible and, you know, he has a chance to compete for that job. But it seems like Adoree and Keely will be the starters against Minnesota if Quinyon Mitchell can't play. So, obviously, tough matchup. Later in the week, we'll talk more about the Eagles secondary versus the Vikings receivers, but it's not a good one, especially without Quinyon. I mean, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Naylor, like they have good receivers. So not having Quinn Yan obviously will be a really huge blow. Some other things that Vic Fangio talked about, he was asked again about Jahad Campbell potentially playing on the edge, and he did leave the door open to that. You know, it seems like he's excited to get N'Kobe back out there. Nick Sirianni, when he talked on Monday, seemed to insinuate that N'Kobe was going to have a role on this defense, potentially as soon as the game against Minnesota. So I do think now with Za'Darius retired, and Vic said he was surprised by that. He enjoyed working with him, and he kind of commended him for making the decision. So, you know, I thought it was good of Vic to do that. But it does sound like Jahad Campbell will get some time on the edge. The one piece of audio I do want to play for you is Vic Fangio on Andrew Mukuba. Mukuba is someone that I think because of the big play against the Chiefs, he's kind of flown a little under the radar. Like, you make that big play and you just kind of assume that a guy's playing really well, but he's been struggling a little bit. So Fangio was asked about Mukuba, and here's what he had to say.
How do you think Drew Mukuba sort of handled things? And is that just part of the learning process when you have maybe a couple hiccups tackling on the back end?
Yeah, he's just got to clean up his operation, be sharp. Know that every play could be the most important play in the game, and I'm confident he'll be able to do that.
So here's the thing about Mukuba. Mukuba, while he has, he again did make the big play, overall, it's not good. He looks confused out there at times. I think he's blown some coverages. Obviously, he was somewhat responsible for the big long touchdown against Tampa Bay. Quarterbacks this year, when targeting his direction, have a passer rating of 126. And it's a little hard sometimes with safeties to know truly what his responsibility is. So I would take these stats with a bit of a grain of salt. But still, 126 passer rating is bad, obviously. Three missed tackles, 63rd overall safety according to Pro Football Focus. Now, it's worth noting Reed Blankenship is actually ranked lower than Mukuba, but Reed's not getting benched. It doesn't mean Reed's played great. It doesn't mean Reed's not a problem. But Mukuba is the one that has someone behind him that could potentially step in and play. And Mukuba is the one, I guess maybe they could bench Reed. I'd put it pretty slim. But Makuba's the one, I think, whose job is more on thin ice as a young player. So they got a decision to make about him. If he keeps struggling like this, you do wonder if you'll start to see Sydney back out there. Although I don't get the impression they're like super enthralled with Sydney. He's really hurt them on special teams with being over aggressive and missing tackles. That doesn't translate well to thinking you can step on the field on defense and help. So I don't think Mukuba is going to get benched like soon, but man, he is struggling. And if you want to talk about like a surprising change they could make against the Vikings, you do wonder if Mukuba starts to see his role change a little bit. Now, again, the tough thing is you only have Sydney behind him. I think trading for a safety is a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of spots they could trade for, obviously. Edge, guard, corner, but safety's there too. And in training camp, we were talking about these positions being positions they could target in a trade, and they've not added anyone of substance at any of those positions. So we're still sitting here and saying, yeah, these are the positions you got to target. And it'll be interesting to see how aggressive Howie is in reinvesting in this team. Benching Mukuba is not an easy decision, but he's not played well so far, and it's definitely part of the defense they're going to have to fix because he's hurting them right now. All right, Kevin Petullo. So Kevin Petullo, everyone's favorite coordinator, as I say every week, and somehow his popularity continues to go down, was asked a lot of different things. He was asked first about Lane Johnson's comments. Lane Johnson said a bunch of different things, but essentially one, the part of the comment that I really picked out was that Lane said they could be less predictable on offense. He also talked about supporting Kevin Petullo, about the fact the players need to execute better. Like, he said other things, but the predictability part is really what stood out. So here's what Kevin Petullo had to say about Lane's comments and about communication with his players.
It seems like Lane has said something about the predictability of the offense, and maybe more outside zone was maybe his one suggestion. When you get that kind of did you get that kind of feedback? When you look at the run offense, what could be done to make it less predictable?
I think the comment Lane had, and what's great about the players is the communication with all of us is constant, right? Whether it's during game, whether it's during the week, even on days off, things like that. So that's been really, really good and productive for us. And I think a lot of it comes down to is, and I know Nick alluded to this too, is sometimes situational moments in the game where, you know, you're limited a little bit depending on where you're at, field position, down a distance, select plays, what the defense does at times. You know, if they're a big edge pressure team, you know, during certain situations, that can dictate a little bit what you want to do. So I think when you talk about the situational stuff and or, you know, the predictability, you just got to look at kind of where the whole context is. And I think that's what kind of the last day or so, you know, over the weekend things, we were able to kind of look at where we were, where we are, where we want to go, what we know, you know, we need to kind of do to go forward. And I think it was very productive. We had a good meeting yesterday as an offensive unit. And so I think we're in a good spot working forward.
So the one thing I have said on this pod repeatedly, and again, if you listen to the pod with me and James, like, I can't believe I've become the Kevin Petullo defender, is that he does communicate with his players really well. That is definitely something that every player has told me, both, you know, just casually talking, when being interviewed, when being on the radio show, like, they like Kevin Petullo. And we have seen in the past that this coaching staff will listen to their players. Obviously, last year at the bye week, famously at this point, Nick Sirianni spent a ton of time talking to Jalen Hurts. The offensive line talked about wanting to run the ball more. And you saw a big wholesale change in the offense in terms of what type of offense they were. They went from an offense that tried to throw the ball first to an offense that ran the ball first. And they ran their way all the way to the Super Bowl. And then Jalen was unbelievable in those final two games. So still very good throughout the year, but unbelievable in those final two games. So we do know that these player meetings can lead to things. Like, I don't think it's just a formality to say they did it. I think they truly, truly listen to the players. And I think you could see changes because of it. So I think the Vikings game's a tough one, but I am excited to get down to Minnesota and see what changes this offense has, whether that's personnel, whether that's different things. Like, it's not the full bye week, so I think after the full bye week is when we'll really, especially because that's week 11 at that point, is when we'll really, really start to get a look at whether this team can turn it around. But I think the Vikings game will be our first indication on if they have answers up their sleeves. And I think it's good that they have an open line of communication. So one thing that the players and the coaches have really been harping on over the past 2 weeks, maybe a little more than that, but certainly has become a talking point as to why the offense is struggling, is a lack of productivity on first and second down. So Petullo was asked about first and second down, and here's what he had to say.
Like, there's times this offense looks so good, like those last two drives in the first half the other night. And then, you know, there's long stretches where you can't get back to that.
Yep.
What is that, I guess, lack of consistency, the lack of sustaining the success? What does that say, and how does that happen?
So I think when you look at those stretches, and that's kind of where we've hit those bumps throughout games, you know, up until this point, is whether it's a inefficient first down or an inefficient second down, and you get behind the sticks. That's happened to us a few times. And then when you get in those ruts, you get kind of like, okay, now we got to do this to get out of it, or we're in a long yard situation. We had a few of them happen the other night. You know, we had an efficient run on first down, inefficient run on second down, and it put us in a third and long, you know. And so when you get those, it feels choppy. And that's kind of what we looked at as well. You know, our third downs, we weren't as good in the game as we would like to be. And we've got to eliminate those third and longs. You know, third and seven plus around the NFL is tough, right? The defense is dictating to you at that point. So we've got to try to stay ahead of that. And that's kind of what's got us in these modes a little bit at times, and not be as efficient as we could be, like you alluded to. And some of those drives were kind of on schedule and moving it forward and putting the defense in a position where they feel us rather than we feel them.
So the stats back up that they are bad on first and second down. I also think it's why they think they're predictable, because if you are in an obvious passing down on second down or an obvious passing down on third down, like if you get a pre-snap penalty, then it's easy to predict what you're going to do. And they are putting themselves in a situation where they are predictable on third down, especially because they've been so bad in first and second down. So the stats, again, back it up. They are currently averaging 4.6 yards per play on first down. And you might listen to that and go, wow, that's like almost half of it, because we're all common sense and five is almost half, almost five is half of 10. But that is 29th in the NFL. Only Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Arizona are worst on first down. And it's also a full yard lower than they were last year. And as a result, they are facing lots of second and longs. And on average, they are facing third and long. Their average distance to go on third down, 7.6 yards, 26th in the NFL. So they are consistently in a really, really bad spot on first and second down, and then also on third down. Now, I don't fully buy that's why they're predictable. I think there's logic to it. But like, people aren't talking about them being predictable because it's an obvious passing down. People are talking about them being predictable because of the routes they run, because of, you know, some of the formation stuff. And I don't fully buy into that either. Like, I truly think the problem is the way the players are executing. But they are correct that there's been problems on first and second down. All right, so these next two answers I wanted to play for you because I thought it was interesting. I don't think he's pointing the finger at Jalen at all, but I thought it was kind of interesting how honest he was on these plays about perhaps like Jalen's involvement and Jalen's somewhat culpability. So here's Kevin Petullo first on the interception that Jalen threw against the Giants that obviously somewhat ended the game. And then there was a lot of speculation and like all 22 breakdowns saying that AJ Brown could have been the target on the play if Jalen wanted. So here's what Petullo had to say about that.
What, could you take us through what you saw on the play? And then to like my novice eye, it looked like AJ was an option on that play. Is that true? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the play, so how the play kind of worked was the coverage that they had. He had a couple options he could have went with. And unfortunately, you know, it just didn't work out to hit John over there. But, you know, he was definitely onto what he wanted to do. And, you know, it's just something that it just didn't work.
So I asked the question and I thought he would just be like, no, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, just say no. I think he's kind of saying yes there. Like he's kind of saying Jalen wanted to go where he wanted to go there. And obviously the throw was poor. Had the throw been better, clearly would have been a different result, but thought that was a little bit interesting. And then also Petullo was asked about wanting to run it more. And here's what he had to say about that.
Specifically the last two games, you've been satisfied with the amount of times you've run the ball, or would you like it to be more?
I would like to increase it, obviously. And some of that we talked about a week ago is those kind of RPOs that we kind of.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Run where sometimes the run's called and, you know, the ball gets pulled and thrown. And they've been successful. But yes, we need to continue to grow in that area.
So again, not blaming Jalen. Like he does put it out there that, you know, they've been they've been good. I mean, I would guess the stats don't back it up, but that they've been good throwing the balls on throwing the ball on RPOs. But again, kind of being like, Jalen's the one that makes that decision. And again, like, I don't think he's poking the finger at Jalen, but I think he's just being honest and honestly, like, trying to say what I've said, which is, to quote Jalen from a few years ago, like, the offense is going to look how Jalen wants it to look. Like, Jalen is the one that makes a decision. Jalen is the one that the offense is built around. And so I think the coach's job is not to run an offense. The coach's job is to run an offense around Jalen Hurts. The coach's job is, to a certain degree, take what Jalen wants to do and make the best out of it. And they've been awesome at that. Jalen's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Jalen deserves a ton of credit for that. But when things go poorly, I think sometimes the coaches run out of ways not to just say up at the podium, like, yeah, it's Jalen. And I thought the way Petullo answered those were kind of interesting. So on the other side, we're going to start previewing this game and break down the Eagles offensive line versus a very, very good Vikings defensive line. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Okay, let's start breaking down this game. And I understand going into this game, one of the main things people are going to be concerned about is the Eagles' secondary versus the Vikings' receivers. And I fully get that. The Vikings' receivers are elite. The Eagles' corners have really struggled. The defense is just coming off Jackson Dart throwing the ball all over the field against them with much worse receivers. So I'm not going to sit here and say you shouldn't be concerned about the matchup. And if you think it's the most concerning matchup in the game, I don't even completely disagree with you. But I got to be honest, I am very concerned about this Vikings defensive line versus the Eagles offensive line. And there's two reasons I'm concerned about it. One, they blitz a lot and they do a lot of creative things up front. And something the Eagles offensive line has really, really struggled with is communication and, like, passing off defensive linemen during the play. You see often where, I'll just use two for an example, like, Jordan Mailata will think he's passing off a defender to either Landon or Brett Toth. They don't think it's happening, and a free runner happens. So I'm concerned about just the creativity that Brian Flores uses. And I know this is more than just the line, because we're including linebackers and, like, nickel blitzes and stuff. But what I mean more is just the pass rush, I think, is going to be a concern because of the creativity and because of the Eagles' struggle with communication. And, you know, to stick on that for a second, the Vikings blitz second most in the NFL, and they are second in the NFL of snaps with a pressure. So they are constantly getting to the quarterback, and they do it with blitzes. Now, Jalen has gotten better against the blitz. The blitz gives you an opportunity for big plays down the field. That's what the Eagles like to do. But the Eagles offensive line has struggled with pressure this year. And so going up against a defense and a defensive coordinator in Brian Flores, who has good defensive linemen, going up against an Eagles offensive line that struggles with communication, that's concerning. The second part that has me really concerned is the interior of the Vikings defensive line. So the Vikings have two really good pass rushing interior defensive tackles in Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave. And talk about blast from the past with both. So many years we talked about Jonathan Allen going up against the Eagles when he was with Washington. And then obviously Javon Hargrave was with the Eagles, now with Minnesota, after a brief unsuccessful stint in San Francisco. So the Eagles' tackles, I don't think, have been outstanding this year. Mailata especially, and he's been honest about that. Like, he didn't have a good game against the Giants. But I still am pretty much in the mindset of, okay, you can kind of trust them. And we'll talk about their matchups. But on the interior, if it's Toth and Steen, and that's up until proven otherwise, I think that's who it'll be. That's a big time concern, because Jonathan Allen has been really good this year. He has 11 pressures so far. Javon Hargrave has 13 pressures. They have two defensive tackles in those two that are both top 30 in the NFL in pressures. And they move around. One plays on the right, one will play on the left, then they'll switch it. So the Toth-Steen matchup, and I know Juergens is involved in this, is a tough one. Like, if you double or help on Jonathan Allen, then you got Javon Hargrave one-on-one versus either Steen or Toth, and that's a concern. And then obviously if you double the other way, you have Jonathan Allen getting one-on-one coverage. So I think pressure up the middle is going to be a concern against the Vikings. And outside of just those two, I mean, Jalen Redmond has 10 pressures. Like, that would make him, I think, number two on the Eagles' edges in pressures. So, like, he's no slouch as a third guy. He's 35th in the NFL in pressures. He's bounced around a little bit, was in the UFL last year. So I'm not going to sit here and act like he's some outstanding player. But as a third defensive tackle, 10 pressures is not terrible. So they get good pressure up the middle. They hit the quarterback quite a bit. They got 12 quarterback hits, 23 hurries, 13 sacks. The hurries is third in the NFL. So I guess I shouldn't say they hit the quarterback quite a bit. They get to the quarterback quite a bit. They don't always finish because, again, 14th in sacks, 22nd in quarterback hits, but third in getting there and moving him off his spot. And that happens when you're getting pressure up the middle. The quarterback has to move. So the interior of the Eagles offensive line versus this Vikings defensive line is a concern. Big time concern, not just like the communication part of it, because they're creative in how they do things, but the personnel matchup is concerning. Now, on the edge, the Vikings also have some really good players. Jonathan Greenard, 24th in pressures. I'm sorry, 24 pressures in 2025 so far. 15th most in the NFL. Was one of the better edge rushers in the NFL last season as well. He plays a little more on the left, so you're talking about, you know, Lane getting that matchup a little bit more, but he still goes on both sides. I wouldn't put him up there as one of the truly elite edges, but I think he is definitely in that top 20, top 15 discussion. As an edge rusher. So tough matchup there. Dallas Turner on the other side, only okay. 12 pressures so far, 52nd in the NFL. Again, he plays both sides. And then Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, someone I liked a lot in the draft. He plays both tackle and edge. Hasn't played well so far, but really athletic guy, big guy. That creates some natural mismatches as well. And the name to keep an eye on here is as a potential playing, although I don't think he's going to, is Andrew Van Ginkle. Obviously a player that...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Had experience with Vic Fangio, a player that the Eagles, I think, had some interest in. I think when they signed Zach Bond, they envisioned him playing that type of role. And McConnell was asked about him playing this week, and I thought this quote pretty much insinuated he wasn't going to play. It reads, quote, "Yeah, he's doing better. He's going to be working on a side field early on this week. And then what I see is his workload hopefully picking up here as we go. I don't really have an update on his availability for Sunday yet. I want to see how he does with some of that side field work," end quote. And then he goes on to talk about how important he'll be. I think starting off on the side of the field, I don't see many players in my experience with the Eagles. Maybe the Vikings do it differently, where you're on the side field and you play in the game. So I would not expect Andrew Van Ginkel to play, which is helpful. He's a good player, but the Vikings are creative along the front. They get to the quarterback along the front. And I think they poke at some Eagles issues here, which is the interior of the offensive line, which has not played well, and the blitzing and the communication, like all very, very big, things that the Eagles offensive line has struggled with. So I'm concerned. I do think the Vikings back seven can be picked on if Jalen gets time. But with the way this passing offense is looking right now, you know, I'm not even sure about that. And I'm not sure he will get time. So the Vikings defense is a major problem for this Eagles offense. And if they can go out and put 30 up on the Vikings, you would feel really, really good about that. If this was a team where all year the offense had been playing well, I almost think it'd be acceptable, not to get everyone triggered by that word, but like to go to Minnesota and not have their best game. Like the Vikings defense is really good. But because of the situation they find themselves in, having lost two straight because of the struggles on offense, like that's not going to be accepted if they do that. And it's a tough game to need to go out and play well against because the Vikings defense is really, really good. So that'll do it for today's podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon. Call tonight. Go Birds Evenings. Very excited about that. So call in tonight. Would love to talk to you. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.